Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
On this great Sunday morning, we want to thank you for joining us. And we have some great news for you today. We're going to give you some ideas of how you can keep your plants healthy and eliminate insects from your plants that could be a problem next year. And we're going to talk about mosquitoes and a few other problems. But joining us this morning is Zach Cohen. He is from the Summit company, and they specialize in organic ways of controlling insects. Zach, good morning. Zach, are you there?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, nice and clear. Good morning, Zach.
Okay, good morning. Good to be here.
And so I'm so glad you were able to join us this morning, because it is the fall season, and some of our trees, if we can work on them now, we can eliminate a lot of problems when the spring arrives. So my first question to you, the season is changing, the trees and the shrubs are getting ready to go dormant, and you have a product called year-round spray oil that can be used to combat insects that will overwinter on our trees and shrubs. Can you tell us a little bit how it works and what it will do for our garden?
Sure, Ken. Thanks. The dormant season is critical for several pest management activities, and our year-round spray oil is perfect for attacking plant pests when they're particularly vulnerable. All summer, pests such as aphids, spider mites, scale, and thrips have been multiplying and thriving in the warm weather, and coupled with drought stress and temperature extremes, this puts particularly high stress on plants. While the adult pests may be diminishing in numbers, they do overwinter and their eggs will remain dormant for the coming spring. By applying the year-round spray oil in the fall and early winter, you can attack the infestations when these insects and mites are more vulnerable. Since the leaves are off of the trees, good spray coverage is also easier to obtain, ensuring that all eggs and adults are fully contacted by the product. A thorough dormant application of the year-round spray oil will help reduce the chances of infestation when the weather warms. Another issue that arises with the onset of colder, damp weather is fungus, particularly powdery mildew and sooty mold. The year-round spray oil kills these fungal infections often after just one application, and also without the use of any toxic sprays. One of the key advantages that I've personally experienced with using the year-round spray oil is its efficacy on spider mites. Mites are not usually as easily controlled as other pests with synthetic insecticides, including systemic products such as imidacloprid. There are many studies accessible online that cite increases in mite populations following applications of systemics. This in part may be due to the eradication of natural insect predators, which may help control the mites otherwise. The year-round spray oil, on the other hand, is perfect for ridding the plants of spider mites at all stages of development and won't harm beneficial insects.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because about an hour ago, we had a man who has a Rose of Sharon, and spider mite will attack the flower buds. And I know spider mites can get into juniper. They'll get into Canadian hemlock and all of your evergreens, needle-type evergreens, arborvitaes, spruces that are really dense. And by using an oil at this time of the year, you'll kill the adults that are active and you'll smother the eggs. So this is a good way to do it. And again, it's all natural. It's all organic. There's no better product than using this type of oil. And while the weather is good, get it on your plants and it will save you a lot of problems in the future. Now, many people are beginning to bring in their houseplants. So they've had them on the deck, on the porch, on the patio, and it's fall, and it's time to bring them in. What do you use before you bring the plants inside the house so that you don't bring in the bugs?
Yeah, the year-round spray oil is perfect for the situation. It can be used indoors and can be applied prior to bringing the plants in to kill what may hitchhike inside or during the winter months in the house, actually. The product is odorless and doesn't have any poisoning risks associated with it. Another product that proves particularly useful for this situation is our mosquito bits. The bits contain DTI, a bacillus bacteria toxic only to the true flies or dipterans. Mosquitoes are among this order, but more importantly in this case, so are fungus gnats. Fungus gnats lay their eggs in soil, and their larvae grow and feed on organic matter near or on plant roots. And prior to emerging as pesky flying gnats, which resemble fruit flies and often are confused, the larvae can wreak havoc on the health of the house plants they infest. The mosquito bit should be applied to the soil surface, where watering will release the DTI from the granule into the soil, where the larvae will simply feed on it and die. The bits are safe and odorless and can be used indoors as well. By killing the larvae, you're interrupting the life cycle and can more readily control their population than by simply killing the flying adults.
Well, I'll tell you, Zach, I was so excited when we first started talking about mosquito bits to control mosquitoes in the yard. And you and I got talking, and you were telling me that this organic product could be put into potted houseplants and eliminate fungus gnats. It's fantastic because we have not had a product in the last 10 years since we lost Diaznon that would control fungus gnats. And now you've got an organic product that will kill mosquitoes outside, but if you use it on your house plants, it will kill the fungus gnats because these guys will multiply and go from plant to plant to plant, and they can ruin a good collection of house plants. So if you're listening and you've had these little flies in your house during the winter and it looks like a fruit fly, it's a fungus gnat. And these mosquito bits are organic. They're a BT product, and boy, they do a good job. So we now have something that's natural and organic that will take care of the fungus gnats. Now, we're talking about mosquito bits. Can you tell us a little bit how to control mosquitoes? It seems that they are still present. The weather is nice, and there's a good chance of Indian summer. And I know a lot of the football games that are played at night, the people are getting eaten alive with mosquitoes. So what do we do to control mosquitoes at this time of the year?
It definitely, the weather has set the stage for particularly bad fall for mosquitoes in many parts of the country. While it's cooled off a great deal, it's still typically warm enough during the day and early evening for mosquitoes to be a problem. Coupled with the amount of precipitation we received for the past several weeks, you will no doubt be harassed by mosquitoes at outdoor events associated with this pleasant weather. There's also the threat of West Nile virus that's been found in many areas, and that changes the nature of the issue. The best ways to decrease the chance of being bitten is to wear light-colored clothing outdoors, use an EPA-registered and approved repellent containing and reduce the breeding sites on your property. Mosquitoes require water for their eggs to develop into larvae, and the best way to reduce breeding is to remove the water altogether, or if it is a permanent water feature and cannot be removed, treat it with Summit's mosquito dunks or mosquito bits. Safe, natural, and effective products, and they contain DTI.
So if you've got a fish pond, you could put these mosquito dunks, they look like a little donut, right in your fish pond. It will take care of the mosquito larvae there. If you still have a bird bath out, the mosquitoes are still breathing, and you can put the mosquito bits in there. I have a 50-gallon tub on my downspout, so I can collect the rainwater, and I use it to water the plants in the area. I put it in there, and it's really, really helped a great deal to minimize the mosquito problem. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a couple more questions, and to make everybody's gardening a little bit more enjoyable and eliminate the mosquitoes that are causing havoc with West Nile and also with your pets. Here in Maine, horses have died.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Zach Cohen from the Summit Company, and this is a very, very unique company. It's a mom and pop type company, and Zach and his dad, who I met at a trade show, we talked a long time on how they are working hard to develop organic products to control insects in and around your yard and on your plants. Now, we've been talking a little bit about mosquitoes today. Where would people look for the most common place to find where mosquitoes could breed, even at this time of the year?
Well, really anything that holds water, and it can be as little as a tablespoon of water. This includes, you know, bird baths, ornamental and koi ponds, tarps, and this time of year it's probably important, tarps covering closed swimming pools, clogged gutters or below ground junction boxes, pet water dishes, like you mentioned just before, water barrels that hold water that you're collecting from rainwater, and even gutter downspout extensions sometimes can hold enough water that they will actually be a very important breeding site for mosquitoes. These are just a few of the areas, but I urge everyone to look around their property, kind of be a mosquito detective, figure out what could possibly cause a problem.
Now, the thing that I like is, you said you can use it in bird baths and koi ponds and things like that, so that we don't have to worry if we put it in a bird bath that this is going to hurt the birds, or if it's in a container, if a dog drinks out of it, it's not going to hurt the dog or the fish. This is all organic and all natural, and it won't hurt these animals, right?
Correct. And another prime place to put it, and as you just mentioned, you've had several equine deaths, I believe, in your state, and that's probably from eastern equine encephalitis.
Right.
It is labeled for use even in animal watering troughs. So anyone who owns a horse, it's a perfect precaution to place it in your animal watering troughs to prevent any kind of mosquito breeding area. It's also, this time of year, probably still is a risk to for animals contract heartworm, and that is only transmitted through mosquito bites. So this is perfectly safe for use in a receptacle that an animal will drink out of, and everything in it is 100% natural and biodegradable. It's either food or pharmaceutical grade, and it will not cause any harm to anything except for the true fly family.
Which is absolutely fantastic, because, you know, the reason I mentioned it, there was an article in the newspaper that in Maine there were two horses that died from this mosquito disease. And it's nice to know that, you know, there's quite a few people that will have a horse or two. They have a nice trough for them to drink all the water they want. But if the mosquitoes are going to breed in it and then end up hurting the horse, you have a product that's all natural, it's all organic, and the horse can drink all the water and it won't hurt them. So if you have pets outside, even if you have chickens and you know, they're still outside, or turkeys, or any type of animal, and you have a water bucket or a trough, get these mosquito dunks, put it in there. It will kill the mosquitoes. It will eliminate animal insect diseases, and everybody will be a lot happy. And it's all natural, and it's organic, and it won't hurt the pets. So it's a very, very good line of products. And where can people get information? Do you have a website that they can go to get information?
Our website is SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, and you can locate an independent retail of our products, or also order on the site. So you can always also contact us to find out more information about any of the products that you find.
Okay, so that's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Yes, sir.
Zach, thank you so much for getting up early and joining us. We appreciate all this valuable information to keep everybody safe. Are you an organic gardener? Folliot is the fast working and effective all organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're trying to get you into the fall planting mood, the fall cleanup mood. Be careful. I was cleaning out my perennial bed, and it's a raised bed that I made with stone. And it was cutting the grass right around the edge for the last time to make it look really nice for the fall and winter. And weeding the perennial bed at the same time. And all of a sudden, I grabbed a handful of grass to throw in the wheelbarrow. And I looked at my hand, and I had 5 in-ground hornets or wasps on my hand. I shook it really fast, got 4 off. One bit me, and I rolled away from the bed on the ground. And when I looked up, there must have been around 50 flying around that had built a nest up against the stone of the perennial bed. And I got some Linwood Lab hornet and wasp spray and took care of it. But I'll tell you, if I hadn't been paying attention, I probably would end up with several more bites than what I got. So this time of the year, they are active. And if you're going to do some cleaning, pay attention. Keep your eyes open, because these ground wasps, we found them in 2 places now. Once near a split rail fence, and now near this bed. So be careful. Tom, who's up next and needs some help with their garden?
Next up, we've got Laylee from Cape Cod with a question about Agapanthus.
Agapanthus, good. How can we help you with the Agapanthus this morning? And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, love your show.
Thank you.
I have 7 large pots of Agapanthus, and every winter I wrap them in burlap and newspaper. But my landscaper told me that the green should die down when they go dormant and that I should not let them have any light.
So you leave them outside all winter, right?
No, no, I leave them out. I bring them in the winter and put them in a garage wrapped in burlap and newspaper.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I have one Agapanthus.
I'm going to next week.
That's okay.
Okay.
What you want to do, did you remove the flower stalks off of them yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long are you going to be in Florida?
Till April.
Till April, okay. Is it well insulated?
Yes.
Okay. My garage is well insulated and faces south, so the sun comes in through the windows of the garage doors.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my Agapanthus, and I have 11 angels trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them in the back of the garage. I put them pot to pot all together. And I give them a good drink of water about this time of the year. They'll be going in the garage today.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll stay in there until April. And what I do is once we get to April, the Agapanthus will probably lose about 20% of its foliage. If you were able to get a neighbor to come into your garage once or twice during the winter and to water that plant thoroughly, and just let the water run right on the cement floor, the plant will be fine. If you wrap it with burlap or newspaper, you're going to block the light that's in your garage during the day, and it's going to kill all of the chlorophyll, and when you get home, the whole top of your Agapanthus plant will be dead. I've been doing this for 4 years. And my Agapanthus, when I bought it, was in a 1 gallon pot. It's now in an 18 inch tub. It had 7 flowers on it this past summer. And all I do is in October, I give it a real good drink, no food. I put it in the middle of the garage where it's going to be the warmest, up against the back wall. And I put all my angels trumpet, I give them a good drink, and I put them all together. The angels trumpet will eventually dry out, the leaves will fall, it'll be a mess when I get home, when we get into like March. And then in late March, early April, I remove any of the dead portions of my angels trumpet, and cut the plants back, fertilize them, fertilize the Agapanthus, and they come right back to life. But don't wrap them because you're going to block the light. You're going to kill all the chlorophyll. And when you get home, you'll have a plant with nothing left on it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and enjoy Florida.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. Tom, who's up next? We do have open lines. So if you call right now at 855-660-4261, will answer all of your gardening questions. Now, one of the things that needs to be done this month is planting your garlic. So go down to your local garden center, feed and grain stores, Blue Seal. They'll have garlic bulbs that you can buy. Now what you do is peel back that paper recovery, take out the first row of garlic clove. Dig a hole 3 inches deep. Put a little bit of compost, animal manure, really condition the soil, or just dig a trench. Plant them 3 inches deep with the point facing up. Cover them. Give them a good drink of water. And by the end of October, they'll probably be, if you live in New England, 6 to 10 inches. If you live in Pennsylvania south, maybe 1 foot to 15 inches. The plant will go dormant during the winter. In the spring, it will wake up. It will come back to life. And you'll have a great big bulb. If you want garlic and you have a short growing season, and that would be from, let's say, North Carolina north to Maine, and that top half of the United States, garlic has to be planted in the fall to get results. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lloyd from Connecticut with a question about a maple tree.
Lloyd, welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, Paul, I've got three small Japanese maple, red maple trees. I bought them in, you know, they were dormant earlier. And they're doing great. One's about a foot tall, I guess. The other is shorter. But they're in, like, 5-6-inch pots. And they're too small. I don't want to put them in the ground. I'm afraid the snow will lose them or somebody will step on them. So I wanted to put them in the garage or someplace to winter them over, but I don't know, is that the best way to do it or what?
Yeah, exactly. Because if you plant them now, they're not going to have enough time to get established before winter comes because they're still a young plant.
Yes, they
so
are. Yeah.
What you need to do is you need to leave them outside till we've had a frost. And it knocks all the foliage off your Japanese red leaf maple. When all the leaves are gone, give it a good drink. Put it in an unheated garage or a tool shed. And put it on the floor, not on top of a bench, because heat rises. And the floor will stay colder than being up on top of a bench. During the winter, if you could give it a little bit of water, if it needs it. So just go out there, feel the soil. If it's beginning to dry out, give it a good drink of water. It will stay dormant. And then in March, while it's still dormant, get a 2-gallon pot and transplant it to a 2-gallon pot. All of these plants that you bought. Put a time-release fertilizer like dynamite around them. And then in April, put them outside and let them come into leaf naturally all by themselves. And I would grow them in that pot all of next year. And you'd be amazed how much growth you will get if you can water them regularly. Feed them regularly. Even though you're using a time release, hit them with a little bit of liquid fertilizer.
Okay.
During the summer. And then next fall, put them back in your garage. And then the following year, plant them in your garden or on your property. And what I would do, because they're still going to be on a small size, and you don't want anybody stepping on them, if they're going to be in a garden and you're not going to go in there, or if they're going to be in the middle of your lawn, get some inexpensive, like 15 to 18 inch wire fencing. And you could buy like a folding fence or a roll of fencing. Yeah. And what I would do is I would make a 12 to 15 inch circle or square with this fencing around the plant. When the plant goes dormant, and usually around Thanksgiving, take this fencing that you've put around the plant, fill it full of pine needles or a straw or something like that, even bark mulch, and that will act as insulation for this first winter outside. If you do it before Thanksgiving, the mice and the chipmunks are looking for a place to live, and if they find a cylinder of straw or grass clippings, they're going to make a condo and they'll eat your little plant.
And,
right?
I can understand them doing that.
Yeah, and then the following year, it's on its own. But being that they're small, if you can grow them in a container for another year till it gets up to be at least a foot, maybe even 18 inches, then you can plant them in the yard and, you know, kind of protect them during the winter. If any of the plant is exposed, spray the plants when the foliage comes off with an anti-desiccant, either wilt-proof or wilt-stop. Spray all of the branches. It will seal it, and it will prevent evaporation and winter damage. But for now, put them in the garage, and you're in good shape. Thank you.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Dr. C. Biofoss is an excellent product for increasing blooms, fruit, and vegetable yield organically. Biofoss is a product that naturally releases soil-bound phosphorus so your plants can use those nutrients for energy. Biofoss is a biological product using all safe natural microbes. Just add this product to your transplants in the garden and you'll see plants grow and thrive. Add this to an old established bed to revive them. Go to drcsgarden.com.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. Think fall is for planting. Get that lawn planted right now. You still have another month for that grass seed to germinate and to get growing. So if you need to plant a lawn or to thicken it, get it done as soon as possible, okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Mass with a question about roses.
Judy, how can we help you with the roses today? Welcome.
Yes, I have multiflora rose, which my grandfather had planted back in the 1950s, and he had used them as an edging for a field.
Yes.
And they have become a major issue over the whole little valley. We need to get rid of them.
Yep. Yeah. A multiflora rose is a native rose. It produces a lot of berries. The birds eat the berries. They fly. And when they go to the bathroom, out come the berries with the fertilizer. And they've become a major problem in cow pastures, horse fields, farms. Couple things you can do. Number one, and probably the easiest, is just to dig them up and dispose of them. If you've got many, many of them, and you're not gonna, and you don't need the land to be free of the plant, then you can use a product like Cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanup is made by Bonide. It's a generic version of Roundup. And the only difference is Roundup is 16% active ingredients, while Cleanup is 41% active ingredients. And because it's generic, it's less money. So it's the same product, generic, and twice the strength. Now, as long as the foliage of your multiflora or that wild rose is green, you can apply it. If the foliage is beginning to turn yellow, it's too late because the plant has already started to go dormant. And this is a tough one. And it's a major problem from the Carolinas to Maine and all the way to Colorado and everything in between because of the amount of little tiny berries that the plants make that the birds feed on, and then they distribute the seed. So, you know, mow them down, cut them down, dig them up, or use a weed killer like cleanup to destroy them. And the other thing is, if you see them now and they're full of berries, if you don't have the time to dig up the plants, at least get rid of the berries so that the birds can't feed on them and make the problem even worse. Because those seeds will germinate and you'll have more plants next year.
What time of year do you think would be the most effective time to spray the cleanup?
The most effective time would be during May, June, when the plant is actively growing and in full leaf.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a great weekend. That was a good question, and this is a major problem in rural areas. It looks like a nice rose. It's got a nice pink flower, but it's very aggressive. It will spread, and it's almost as bad as Japanese bamboo in some areas. So if you see a wild rose coming up, pink flowers, and you're starting to see more and more, it's the multiflora. Get it out, because it will take over your property. Remember, if you've got some nice hydrangea, the white PG cone shape, cut them, strip off the leaves, hang them upside down in your garage or tool shed where you get air circulation and no moisture on them, and they will dry. And then you can put them in a vase on your kitchen table for beautiful color all winter long. You can break off the flowers and make a wreath with the hydrangea blooms. So there's a lot to do. Bulbs need to be planted. Lawn needs to be seeded. Lawn needs to be fertilized. Get out. Do it now. The Patriots don't play until tonight, so you get time. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.